Welcome to the Point Blank Podcast, covering New York Islanders hockey. Here are your hosts, Brian Compton and Mike Carver.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Islanders Point Blank Podcast on the eve of free agency. Mike Carver and B-Comp here at SNY Studios in Midtown Manhattan. Lots to talk about. Michael, how are you?
Good, pal. What's going on, B-Comp?
Oh, man. I was out at the Islanders training facility this morning, Thursday
Twin
morning.
Rings.
And guess who I saw?
Who was there?
Andrew Ladd.
No way.
He was there.
That's not possible.
With his wife.
I was told for the last 48 hours that Garth Snow has no business of improving this team. So there's no way that Andrew Ladd was at Twin Rings. There's none.
Are you calling me a liar?
I'm calling you a liar. I can't. If he's there, that means he's going down to the Nautical Mile after for a beer and a lobster down at Broncos. That's
the
only reason why he's here. The only reason. Because he's not here to sign with the Islanders. It's impossible.
Folks, we've now made it easier for you to listen to all of SNY.TV's original podcasts. If you're a fan of the Mets, Jets, Knicks, Rangers, Islanders, or college basketball and recruiting, just subscribe to the SNY.TV audio network on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. That's the SNY.TV audio network, and please make sure to rate and review our channel. Mike, you want to talk about Ladd first? You want to talk about the crazy Wednesday in the NHL first?
Let's do Ladd first, okay. Since that's pretty fresh. Like yep. You said, he was there this morning talking to the Islanders brass.
He was.
Looks like, I mean, clearly this is his first stop, or is it his only stop?
We don't know that. I would think he's been to other cities already. I am going to go out on a limb and say he will sign with the New York Islanders at 12:01 Friday.
Really?
Yes.
All right. So B-Comp is in for Ladd. Now, we've talked about Ladd a lot. We talked about him
at the trade deadline.
About him
for months.
You've wanted him on the Islanders for a long time.
Yeah.
I understand what he brings to the team.
Yes.
He doesn't bring the scoring punch that people think
probably
needs to go next
goals.
To John Tavares.
20 to 25 goals.
Now, if Kyle Okposo, Franz Nielsen, and Matt Martin were still on the team and you were adding Andrew Ladd,
yes.
I think I'd be more on board with it. But at this point, you kind of got to be on board with anything because they're going to lose those three guys,
I think.
Definitely two of them.
Definitely two.
And it's starting to look more and more like the other one also. So you've got to start adding pieces because as we talked about in the season breakdown show, as we talked about last week, there is a lack of talent in the top six forward area of this team right now.
Agreed.
And Ladd does add to that.
We need to keep this in mind, folks. This is not going to be the only move Garth Snow makes between now and October 13th. Zero chance. This is just the first piece. I still think a trade is very possible, Mike, whether he can still find a home for Yarrow or whoever else is still in the mix here. But the idea that they're only signing Andrew Ladd and Garth is just going to wipe his hands.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
Guys. Back to the beach.
There's no way. But you have to understand what Andrew Ladd is going to bring to this organization. This is a two-time Stanley Cup champion who, yes, is he going to score 35 goals? Probably not. But you have to be excited about the winning pedigree he's bringing to an organization that desperately needs it.
Absolutely, and he's going to bring that. But like you said, you need to see more.
Right.
As we saw yesterday.
And there will be more.
As we saw yesterday, and we're going to talk about, big trades can happen out of nowhere.
Yes.
As they did yesterday. So there could be more on the table. Ladd would be a nice start, but more does have to be done because that is not enough with the way the roster is currently set.
What do you think the contract is?
Wow.
How many years?
I mean,
I'm going to say
five.
I'm going to say six.
Six.
6 years. $34 million, somewhere around there. I think it's going to be a shade under $6 million.
Now, we obviously know he's not going back to Chicago. They can't afford to pay him that kind of a deal. Who else is out there in terms of suitor-wise for Andrew Ladd? I mean, who else?
Lots of teams.
There's plenty, but are they going to – are the Islanders going – let's put it this way. Do the Islanders have to pay Andrew Ladd more than those other teams would?
I really don't think so. He's got three young children, young lads, no pun intended.
Good one, buddy. Way to go.
And we – He has a relationship with Doug Weight. The two won a Stanley Cup together in Carolina.
Which
so there's
shows
a relationship
you how long
there.
Andrew Ladd has been in the league.
Right. And it shows you. No, it's true. But I think that relationship goes a long way,
it
right?
Does. Sure.
So I think that plays into it as well. The golf course is the schools for his young kids. I think he signs here. I really do.
Okay, well,
the fact that it was the day before the market is going to open tells me that he's signing with the Islanders.
I'm on board with it if there's more besides
there's
that.
There's more
I
coming.
I need to see more because if that's it, and like you said, it won't be. Garth's got other things I'm sure that he's in the mix with, although some people would say no. But I'm sure if there's other things, I could be on board with it.
All right, let's move on. Steven Stamkos re-signs with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Which is kind of what me and you thought for a while. And even though it was nice to dream, I think for months now, we kind of thought he was going back to Tampa.
Here's all I want to say about this. Some people like me. Some people don't like me. I get negative tweets thrown my way every single day. I'm not here to lie to you people. When I said that the Islanders were going to be major players for Steven Stamkos had he hit the market, I was not kidding. Lo and behold, Larry Brooks wants to write it. Arthur wrote it Wednesday that right. the Islanders had a major offer in place for Steven Stamkos. So I'm not here to blow smoke.
They reached out.
I said the same day when I said that the Islanders were going to be major players, that I thought he was still ultimately going to re-sign with Tampa Bay. $10 million from the Islanders or whoever else was going to offer him $10 million is $8.5 million, which is what he signed in Tampa Bay with the no income tax. So he gets essentially the same money. He gets an extra year on his contract, and he gets to play for an annual contender for the Stanley Cup.
And he gets to live in Florida.
Right. Gets to golf year-round. It's not a bad life.
And listen, the Islanders were clearly in the mix. Buffalo was in the mix. Detroit was in the mix. Toronto brought the guy who runs the tire shop down there to talk to him yesterday. I didn't get what that was. But everybody was in the mix, and everybody made the offers. And Stamkos said it today when he talked to the media. I just felt more comfortable staying here in Tampa.
Right.
You know, it was a lot of sleepless nights. He said it. There's no way he was ever going to Toronto.
No.
He ain't going to deal
with
those people.
We said that multiple times.
But he went back to where we thought he would. And the Islanders did make it the effort. They did go in there and make an offer. They did touch base. This isn't a situation where the Islanders ran and hid from this. They were involved.
No, these new owners are dead serious about making the Islanders a Stanley Cup contender year in and year out. Stamkos re-signing with Tampa Bay wasn't the only crazy thing that happened Wednesday, Mike. Taylor Hall, oh boy, traded from the Edmonton Oilers to the New Jersey Devils straight up for Adam Larsson. Michael, the floor is yours.
All right, well, let's do this from an Islander perspective.
Yeah, of course.
Because this is, of course, the Islanders
show.
Point Blank podcast. And forget about the fact that I do like Adam Larsson, and I think he's going to be a very good player in this league. We've talked about Taylor Hall. I know he's a good player.
Yes.
I've never been that high on him. But let's get to the Islander point of this. And that's the fact that it's out there that if Garth would have did Travis Hamonic for Taylor Hall straight up, Edmonton would have did it.
Right.
And that's clearly there now. We know that.
Yep.
You know, Arthur said it. Pretty much everybody said it. And then here's the problem that I have with some of you guys. We sat around here in January and February when it came out that Travis Hamonic requested a trade, and we were all stunned. We couldn't believe it. Why? He had a great contract for years and years to come, one of the Isles' defensive leaders, one of the leaders in the room. So we all start thinking we're never going to get value back for this guy.
Right.
Never. Season goes through, plays it out. They win a round in the playoffs. The guy plays 30 minutes a night in the playoffs. He's outstanding. The series ends against Tampa. He's crying in his locker. Things have changed at home. I want to stay here now. I'm a part of this organization. This, that, and the other. He basically saying, here you go. Everybody explodes in happiness. Travis isn't going anywhere. This is great. And now all you guys are mad at Garth for not making this deal?
There is no way they were trading Travis
Hamonic
once he rescinded his request.
How is Garth Snow supposed to make this trade when Travis Hamonic basically, you know, he's putting a corner guard. He can't go and then deal Hamonic after the fact, after he comes back and says, I don't want to be traded.
The
Come
guys
on.
In the room would have gone ballistic.
You know
ballistic.
What, guys in the room, it's true. And should you make trades based on how the other guys, you do have to factor that in. And people for the last 24 hours have been telling me how that shouldn't make a difference. Talent alone is the reason why you make a trade. Well, I'm sorry, guys, but that's not the reason. Because this guy brings heart, a lot more heart. Who knows what Taylor Hall, who knows what will happen if Taylor Hall comes here?
He's
a good
John
player.
Tavares and probably score 35 goals. But here's my thing, and I said this back in November when Travis first said that he requested a trade. Who is replacing him on that blue line and playing his minutes and at the level that Travis plays those minutes? Ryan Pulock is not ready for that. We saw Ryan play. He was okay 5-on-5 against Florida and Tampa Bay. He is not ready to play 26 and a half minutes every night at the level Travis Hamonic does. And you are not getting a guy after you trade Travis. You are not finding a guy on the market, or there's nobody as far as free agents go, or a trade. You're not finding a replacement.
You're not finding a replacement, and you're not replacing the other things that the guy brings. If people think that it's just about the locker room, it's not. The guy brings you a lot on the ice also.
Yeah, he really does.
But you can't replace the heart of this guy. I actually had people, BCOM, tweet to me, oh, well, they were able to trade Molson and Parenteau and Alexei Yashin. None of those guys have a tenth of the heart that Travis Hamonic brings out on the ice every day. Please, stop. Now, you want to get mad at Garth for not getting Taylor Hall? Then get mad that he didn't offer, you know, a whole boatload of prospects, you know, Dal Cole,
and
Barzal.
You know what's hilarious about that, Mike? Every time we mention one of those prospects, or at least when I do on Twitter, the responses I get, oh, you can't trade him. Oh, you can't trade him. Who are you supposed to trade?
Edmonton didn't want prospects.
Right.
They wanted a right-handed defenseman that is going to be in the lineup right now.
Right.
Okay? And you weren't trading Travis Hamonic. Do you want? Fine. Pure talent. If you put Taylor Hall and Travis Hamonic next to each other and you say, who is the better hockey player?
Right.
Fine, guys, you win. It's Taylor Hall. But unfortunately, there are other things that factor into this. I'm sorry, but I guess I'm the idiot. So there you go. I'm the moron, BCOM.
You're not a moron, Mike. I love you, buddy.
Jeez.
PK Subban to the Nashville Predators for Shea Weber.
Unbelievable.
Right?
Unbelievable.
I can't.
And let me tell you, Nashville wins this deal hands down.
Oh, hands down.
In my opinion.
I totally. Shea Weber's a hell of a player. It's not a knock on Shea Weber. But I thought for months, and there's been a lot of smoke surrounding PK Subban for a while here that he was going to get traded. But I never thought it would come to fruition. I thought he was staying in Montreal forever.
I think they're crazy up there. I don't know what they're doing, really. And like you say, Weber's a great player.
Yeah.
He's got 3 years older than Subban. And in my opinion, a lot more wear on him. That's just me.
No, you're right.
And, you know, it's just Subban. And we kind of talked about this around the All-Star break. If this guy, we said, ever got into an American market, the amount of boom that would be to him in terms of his, you know, value in terms of endorsements, things like that. And listen, Montreal is huge up there, but that's Canada. I'm talking about in the States. How big this guy could be if he played for an American team.
From an Islanders perspective, Mike, if they had somehow gotten PK Subban, can you imagine how they could have marketed him in
Madness.
Brooklyn?
Madness.
It would have been unbelievable.
Madness. And now Nashville's going to get it. I think he's going to be unbelievable there. He's going to put on a show. He's going to be able to show a little personality. They didn't like that up in Montreal, clearly. They had a problem with the
Obviously, the rumors about how guys dislike them in the room is true. Because why else would the Canadians make this trade?
I can't understand it. But it is what it is. I think Nashville wins that deal, and Nashville's going to be very happy for years to come having PK Subban back
there. He is going to be an absolute smash.
No doubt.
Pardon the pun.
Smashville.
In Nashville. He is going to be so much fun.
He's all over it today.
He's going to have – yeah, really. Yeah. I'm so lame. All right. Let's move on to the draft. I got it from all over the place on Twitter that Friday night because Garth didn't make a trade. But
well,
when
you stood pat. You said they're making a trade.
Who really thought that nothing was going to happen? This is a team that has to take the next step. But here's why I won't kill Garth for the draft,
Mike. What a boring first round.
It really was. But listen, here's why I can't kill Garth. Because nobody made trades.
Nobody.
Other than Brian Elliott going to Calgary and Andrew Shaw going to Montreal, it was relatively quiet.
It was. It was a very quiet night. You were sitting around waiting for something to happen. Nothing was going on. I feel, you know, you look at the past 5 to 7 years, there's always been a bunch of trades on draft night, especially night of the first round. And you always had, like, that one big deal. You didn't get it. Brian Elliott to Calgary doesn't do it for me. You know, it just didn't. Lars Eller and Shaw and all that stuff didn't do it for me. I was looking for the big deal. Nobody did it. So in terms of who they took, I think I said last week, I like when guys have that pedigree of coming through the family tree.
Kiefer Bellows, 19th overall.
Playing in the NHL. So they get Brian Bellows' kid. Who knows? You're not going to see him in an Islander uniform for a long
couple
time.
Years, yeah.
But
going to Boston University.
I like that.
In the fall.
I don't know these other than the first three or four guys. I couldn't tell you anything about any of these guys. The difference. That's just the way it is. But Bellows, I do like guys who have that pedigree, and a lot of guys did. And it was a big draft for USA Hockey.
They're all huge.
And
12
that
guys
also,
in the first round.
More than Canada. Canada 11.
Crazy.
USA had 12.
Crazy.
So a big year for USA Hockey, including the number one overall pick, who's from Arizona.
How about that?
Which is and that's big for them. But in terms of the Islanders, it was ho hum, and they got another kid to put on the pile. You know, let's throw another one on there.
And, you know, and fans were asking me after the pick, you know, what can you, you know, is this a good pick? And guys, to be perfectly honest with you, I have never, ever, ever seen Kiefer Bellows play. I don't know. I saw him play Wednesday night at the scrimmage. I got a zillion.
So give me a little bit about Wednesday night at the scrimmage.
It was fun. You know, the place was packed. You know,
But everybody's mad at Garth and the organization, but the place was packed. Well, take a walk.
No, it's beyond that, Mike. It's the people outside this market who ripped the Islanders left and right. Nobody cares about the Islanders. A Wednesday night on an 85-degree evening in East Meadow.
Now, to be fair, it's not like they played at the Nassau Coliseum or the Barclays
Center.
Well, even then, they
used to get 6,000 or 7,000 people.
When they played that blue and white at the Nassau, they got a good crowd.
Anyway, it was fun. Hosang looked good again. Ilya Sorokin, Mike.
How about him?
Huge. He is a big boy. Takes up a lot of net.
Wow.
Now, I can't go crazy about how well he performed because half the guys we played against are never going to play in the NHL. We'll never know until he gets here. But everybody, I've spoken to actually a lot of people since we did our last show. Everybody says he's one of the top three prospects not playing in the NHL right now.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's that.
Okay. Bring him in. Get rid of everybody else. Put him right in there.
And then there was the Russian kid, Golishev. What the heck's his name in the fourth round? I mean, look, I can't. I mean, how many times, whether it was Petrov or Kabanov, like, I can't get excited. I know the Islanders are high on him, but I can't.
There was a lot of kids out there. The only ones you care about were Cian Bellows for the first time, Dal Col, Hosang. Barzal didn't play.
Right.
So,
yeah, strained hip. I talked to him Thursday morning, folks. I know we're jumping off bridges. He's fine. He said everything's fine. He's going to be at training camp. It's more of a precaution than anything else.
And is the word around there that he's going to get a legitimate shot here in camp this team?
Absolutely. He told me, which was nice of him to say, he's not, you know, penciling himself into any lineup. He knows that he has to earn it. So
after being around there for the last couple of days, is it still the feeling, and this is kind of the same thing that I just said, is it still the feeling that out of all the guys in the organization that have not played for the Islanders yet, is Barzal the top of that entire list?
I don't even think it's close.
Okay.
I don't even think it's close. I think if he makes the team, he might be, especially if they don't re-sign Franz Mike, he's probably going to be their second line center.
Should have traded him for
Taylor. I mean, if he's going to play here, he's not going to be in a bottom six role, right? There's no way.
No, please. Don't Nino need a rider room.
Were you surprised the Rangers didn't make a trade? They were very quiet as well. A lot of rumors around the Rangers.
Very quiet in Rangerland. Kind of like the Islanders last Friday at the draft. There wasn't a lot going on. They didn't even have a pick, it seemed like, for the first three or four rounds. So who knows? But quiet in Rangerland, and they need to do some things as well.
You can check out Rangers Blue Line with myself, Nick Klausy, and Adam Rotter. I spoke to Keith Yandel on this week's edition of Rangers Blue Line. To find the show, search SMY.TV Rangers in iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast, and make sure to subscribe, rate, and review the channel. What other moves can Garth Snow make this offseason? I still think something else is coming. I don't know if it's going to happen over the next few days, Mike. This could very well go into September. But this, regardless of what happens with Vlad, and again, I think he's going to sign with the Islanders, but this will not, I can't stress this enough, this will not be the only move Garth makes, so don't panic.
Well, here's what you're looking for coming out with free agency going tomorrow. Now, you've already said Ladd there today. You think that Ladd's going to sign with the Islanders.
I do.
You need more than that.
Agreed.
With Travis Hamonic not going to Edmonton for Taylor Hall, the defense corps is pretty set, you would say.
Yes.
So you're not in the market for any D-men.
I don't think so.
Not even depth D-men, I don't think. I don't think you're in the market for that either.
Maybe it's they're not re-signing Brian Strait, so let's get that straight.
Maybe they could
have. Another pun! Three of them!
Maybe if they traded Travis Hamonic for Taylor Hall, they could have brought Strait back.
How about that?
And people would have been doubly excited.
He could have played Travis's minutes, 26 and a half.
Serious. So they're not looking for defensemen here.
No.
That's not what they're looking for. They're clearly not looking for goaltenders because they got plenty of those right now.
Correct.
Between Greif, Berube, Halak, the Russian kid that you saw the last couple of days.
Yes.
So this is a forward-only shopping list for Garth Snow.
Yes.
This is what we're looking for here. Now, Ladd's going to be on it. Who else is out? Is Franz Nielsen going to be back with this team? Forget Martin and Kyle. They're gone.
They're gone.
Forget them.
I would love to say yes, just because I like Franz, and I think he's very important to what the Islanders are trying to achieve here. But if I'm Franz, I'm testing the market. I think he owes it to himself. At the age of 32, he's been a good soldier forever. He's coming off a very cap-friendly deal. If I'm Franz, I test the market. I think he's ultimately going to be offered more money.
And what really hurts the Islanders here is, and I'm not saying that Franz Nielsen is Steven Stamkos, so calm down.
No, of course not.
But with Steven Stamkos going back to Tampa, there's a lot of teams that were clearing money, have extra space, that could use centermen. Not necessarily top-line centerman, like I said, not Stamkos, but you could see some teams maybe overspend for Franz Nielsen, whether it be a Detroit Red Wings.
You ready to really piss off our audience, Mike? because I got something pretty good.
What's that?
If Franz does not re-sign with the Islanders,
yeah,
don't be surprised if all three of those guys sign with Detroit.
All three?
All three.
They got the space for that after the
yes.
Datsu contract yes. going out to Arizona?
It can very well happen.
I don't think that's happening.
I think it's possible. And if it does, I am throwing my phone in the river because I just don't want to deal with the notifications.
I don't see that. I don't know. I think Kyle's ending up in Buffalo, really.
Buffalo?
I think Kyle's going to Buffalo.
All right.
Buffalo's another team that did not get Stamkos.
He's heard from several teams over the course of the past week, so it's possible.
Franzi and Kyle are going to get overpaid here.
Well, of course, everybody gets overpaid on July
1st. You're right. Stamkos didn't. But, you know, everybody gets overpaid. You're right about that. But I think they got to make a push for Franzi here. I really think they do. Franzi and Ladd. And I think you're going to need one more guy. And the top line guy to go with Johnny ain't out there. So you're not looking for that. He ain't there, in my opinion.
If when Maddie leaves, who replaces him on the fourth line? I somehow think it's going to be somebody internally, whether it's a Shane Prince or an Alan Quine.
Quine and Prince.
I don't see. I mean, perhaps you can go after a Kyle Clifford, somebody along those lines. It won't be terribly expensive, but I just think there's guys within the organization.
Do you still believe that Cizikas and Clutterbuck will kind of be more of the third line now coming in here, and they're going to need somebody next to them?
I don't, because I think if Franz leaves and Barzal becomes the number two center, if they don't sign a David Backes or somebody along those lines. Casey's the fourth line center because you still have Brock, you still have Strome.
Have they been in the chatter with Backes? Is Backes in the mix?
I think he's somewhat in the mix. I don't
sign Backes and Ladd.
That's a lot of money for both of them. I just don't think I think they're really high on Barzal, and if he has a good camp, he's going to make the team. And if he makes the team again, there's no way he's going to play a bottom six role.
Yeah, don't forget you got the great Brock Nelson and Ryan Strome that you got to slot in there too.
So. Maybe Brock gets traded at some point.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's possible. 26 goals.
Who wants that guy?
Who wants a guy who's scored 26 goals? Who's 22 years old?
Did you watch him play in the playoffs?
Yeah, I watched him play in the playoffs.
Bag of pucks.
You would just give him up. That's
Listen,
it.
Listen, I didn't say I would. I'm keeping him. I'm saying nobody would want him right now.
I would
He's
disagree.
Be on the
with
Islanders
you. I think
year.
Brock
I think
Nelson has some value.
Come on, Brock. Step it up.
Who else are you looking at? Anybody in particular?
I told
you.
I
don't,
yeah,
you threw the list.
I threw the list.
Ago.
I don't like the list.
You don't like anybody
like
on that list.
I don't like it, and it's too bad because this team needs help, and I don't see it coming. Even if they get Andrew Ladd, I don't see it coming.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Think it might be more of a Ladd signing and then going the trade route.
All right. Well,
I still think Gart's going to make a trade.
Get cracking on the trade route.
I'm not convinced the three goalies they have right now will be their three goalies in the fall.
No, I think Halak made that clear. He didn't like the three goalie system at the end of the year. I don't think the other guys would like it either. So I don't think it's going to be a three goalie system. One of them is going to go.
Right.
But you've got these piles and piles of prospects that we're seeing the last two nights. Can we get rid of some of them?
Would you trade Yaro and Michael Dalcol for Ben Bishop?
Why?
Because you have to convince Stevie Y to take Yaro back if you're going to pick up Bishop's contract.
I don't think you need Ben Bishop.
Why do you need Ben Bishop?
I don't need Ben Bishop. I got Grice, Berube, and the Russian kid. I don't need Ben Bishop.
The Russian kid's not going to play here, Mike.
It doesn't matter.
Not now, anyway.
I think Grice showed you he can win, and I think we saw with the Penguins winning, you don't need an all-star goalie to win a Stanley Cup. I don't think the goalie has to be prioritized right now.
I'm forward in. So you wouldn't make that trade?
No.
You don't see a guy. I love Thomas Grice, too, but I think Ben Bishop is a better goaltender. That's just me.
Okay, fine. I don't know.
I'm throwing things out here.
I'm not looking for goalies right now. I'm not. I'm looking for guys who could put pucks in the net.
Like
I'm
who?
Not looking for goalies.
Like who? Give me a name. Any name. Jack Skilly?
It sounds like Colorado might be looking to move somebody.
You want Matt Duchene?
I don't know if I want to. They could move Landeskog.
Why would they do that?
I just
don't understand why you would trade Gabriel Landeskog.
It's out there today.
Crazy.
It's out there.
Why would you do that? If they can get him, I would get him.
Maybe
sure.
They want Travis Hamonic for him.
Are you going to trade Travis Hamonic? Oh, wait, we did that already.
Yeah.
I spoke to Michael Dalcol this morning. I spoke to Joshua Hosang Wednesday night. Joshua was very candid. You know what I kind of liked when I spoke to Josh, Mike, is I didn't have to bring up what happened last year.
He brought it up.
He brought it up himself.
Good for him.
So, and I spoke to Eric Cairns Thursday morning. He said he likes the progression that Josh has made as a person. I mean, we know how skilled he is.
Is Cairns like his handler here? Is Cairns the guy? Cairns is the guy who's making sure that he's on the straight and narrow?
Director of player development, so, you know.
I'm just asking if Eric's the guy watching over him. That's all.
I think Michael Dalcol is going to get traded before training camp.
Oh, gee, would be nice. Trade one of these guys. You need somebody.
I think that's going to
happen. Need offense, buddy. Don't need goaltending. Don't need defense. They need forwards. And they've got 1,000 of these guys playing in this blue and white game who are never going to play for the Islanders. So can you go and take 2 or 3 of them and get me somebody who can help the team this year?
You have to. You have to. Yeah. And these new owners, like I said the day that I told you guys about Stamkos, they are dead set on making a splash. How do they do that now that Stamkos is out of the mix? I'm not sure. But Garth is not going to sit on his hands. I promise you. Because, this, like it does with the Rangers, with Henrik Lundqvist, every move they make revolves around Hank because they're trying to get him a cup. For the Islanders, the next 2 years are crucial as to whether John Tavares is going to stay here long term.
Sure is.
You can't rebuild or have setbacks. You have to push forward here.
And the way it looks right now, team isn't going to be as good as last year's team.
Well, relax. Just saying. I get enough of this on Twitter.
The way it looks right now.
It's June 30th.
The way it looks
right
now.
Let's wait till July 1st.
Let's wait till July 3rd. I don't. Whatever you want to wait till, I'm talking to you at this very moment, at this very second. Team isn't as good. So
right now,
right now. You keep saying right now, but right now has got to happen.
All right, let's wrap her up. What does Garth do July 1? I say Andrew Ladd will sign for 6 years. You?
Andrew Ladd, you seem pretty confident in it.
I'm
going to go on your gut and say that Ladd's going to be an Islander.
And that's it.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard. I think you need one of these out-of-nowhere trades.
Now, Phil Kessel was traded on July 1st.
Okay.
So we can't rule out a trade here Friday afternoon. Well, so keep that in mind.
I sure hope so, because something's got to happen. I don't like these guys on this list. We've talked about the list. I don't like the Lucic's. I don't like any of these other guys. Backus I can deal with. If you told me they got Backus and Ladd.
Be great in the room as well.
I might be able to stomach that with.
That would be huge as far as leadership goes in that room.
Yeah.
If they got both of them.
It would
be unbelievable.
Backus and Ladd in place of Kyle and Franzi would be a big change.
Yeah,
it would
huge.
Be a big change, but a different, almost on an even plane change for me, but a different type of change. Doesn't change the fact that they need more pucks in the net, in my opinion.
Plans for the fourth?
Plans for the 4th. Going to be a good weekend. I'm working Monday night, but I got Saturday and Sunday. Going to get things going.
Sunday is C-Comp's 7th birthday.
Good for C-Comp.
Happy birthday to my son, Christopher.
Man, all right, good. He can meet me down at Broncos on Saturday for a beer.
Yeah, I'm all about that. That's fine with me. Start him young. See you next week, Mike.
All right, pal.
Enjoy free agency, everybody. We'll see you next week.
This has been the Islanders Point Blank Podcast, part of the SNY.TV Audio Network. We'll be right back.